Hello there and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Priti Patel.
But I'm really saddened.
Priti Patel is the UK's Home Secretary. Nevertheless, she interested me because she's been recommended, but also because when I did hear her speak, I was actually quite surprised. I thought she's actually got a very good voice, but let's discuss why.
I'd say to the Honourable Lady, I'd make a number of points, actually. I've been very clear in my remarks about the level of injustice that is felt across the country, and that's been illustrated in what we've seen over the weekend and the very peaceful protests that have taken place.
Oh, let's start there, shall we? I think she's got a great voice, naturally, but I think sometimes the way she's using it, it could be maybe... I don't know, it's subjective, it's just my opinion, but she's dragging words out. She's dragging words along. But, you know, again, she probably has to speak a lot, and she's considerate, and she's thinking about what she's saying, so she might be doing what I'm doing now. But she seems, when I say drag, what she does, she seems to tend to pull words downwards. Let's have a listen.
I say to the Honourable Lady... Make a number of points, actually.
Make a couple of points, actually. She's going down a lot.
Very clear in my...
Very clear. The other thing I noticed, she's not doing that all the time, but there was a, you know, in the very short amount of time I've looked at her voice, that's what I noticed. And another thing, which is not necessarily the best part of her speaking voice, is her really sharp S sounds. It's really tinny. I'm going to play that little part back again. Listen for all the S's that she says.
I've been very clear in my remarks.
Remarks. It's very sharp, isn't it? Remarks. Very tight.
About the level of injustice that is felt across the country.
Remarks. Justice that is felt. It's very, like, I say, so pitchy that I can't even do it. One more time, that little sentence.
In my remarks about the level of injustice that is felt across the country.
You see what I mean? She's hitting them very, they're very tinny, very high. And it's actually a note that I got at acting school 12 years ago was that, at the time at least, my S sounds were very sharp as well. And when we were doing voiceover recording, something that I've made most of my career from, I had to sort of learn how to dull it down and make it less sharp because it doesn't sound good on the headphones. And it doesn't sound good, kind of like in commercials and adverts. If it's too much up there, like there's DS, they have this thing called a de-esser, which DAWs use. When I say DAWs, it's digital audio workstation. So the thing that you record sound on, and yeah, they have a de-esser specifically because the S sound can be quite sharp. But to dull it down, I had to change the position of my tongue and start using it differently. So if you say the S sound, notice where your tongue is and then move the tip of your tongue around. You can get different sounds. And when I'm on the microphone, I tend to pull my tongue back just a little bit. If it's too close to the teeth, I get that sharpness. If I pull it back just a tiny part, it's just a little bit less. So that's just something I noticed about her, and that's something you can sort of play around with if you wanted to overcome your S sounds.
Illustrated.
Or make them differently.
And what we've seen over the weekend, and the very peaceful protests that have taken place.
They've taken place. So she's quite well spoken, but she's got a bit of an accent. It's.
Well, I'm really saddened that the Honourable Lady has.
So I'm not too sure where she's from, but it's a kind of it's a Londonish accent. It's a, I think what's known as Estuary. So London Estuary can be sort of the suburbs of London at some point around there. I don't want to make any assumptions, but that's the sounds I'm hearing.
This government doesn't understand.
This government doesn't understand. And it's that, I mean, I know from Essex, where I'm originally from, like the east of London, Essex, there's this whiny kind of nasally, it sounds kind of Australian like that. Oh, mate, how's it going? You're all right. But there's a touch of that in her voice.
Inequality.
Inequality. inequality. So it's a very London thing, and I'm overdoing it now, but she does have that. But I don't want to dwell on that. It's just her accent, and I don't want to really pick her up on that. What I do like about her voice, and I should really get to that, is it's very full. It's very full. It's kind of very rich, very round. She's not hindering herself. She's not blocking herself. She's not holding back. Okay, she's got some traits that seem to drag words, and she's got some sharp S's, but she's actually kind of got a really kind of nice voice. It's nice to listen to.
Must have been a very different Home Secretary who was a child.
There's a natural kind of texture. It's very subtle, but it's kind of... it's the kind of voice that would be used for almost kind of sensual adverts or something like that. It's just ever so slight huskiness. And it's what I really enjoy hearing women's voices that aren't trying to be too feminine. And she's not got a deep voice by any means, but it's kind of a full voice. She's kind of sitting relaxed and she's speaking effortlessly, and it seems to have a certain kind of resonance. And I bet, because obviously she's in the House of Commons in the video that I'm watching, she's heard. I bet she's quite audible. Of course, they've got microphones, but there's something that I believe in, you know, with public speakers and actors and people like politicians and who have to speak in public quite regularly, they develop sort of ways of using their voice. And she's clearly probably had some voice coaching, because politicians do, all right? That's just something that they go through. It's part of their training. Lawyers also do the same, I'm pretty sure. She has found a relaxed way of speaking that allows her voice to be clear and heard and audible. And I'm pretty sure in a room full of people where they're all sort of kind of aiming to get their voice heard, she's learned to speak the way she does because that's the way that makes her best understood and come across as clear as she does. This is all my opinion, of course, but I like her voice, and I think she's able to hit the low tones, but she's also very full, rich, rounded. And I mean, that's partly her genetics and the fact that she's just got that instrument that works for her in that way, but also I think she's done a lot of speaking and that shows. So there is a bit of nasality in there. I'm actually going to just quickly Google where she's from, because I'm curious about her accent now. Let's see what Wikipedia says. Mm-hmm. Early life. She's born in London. Okay, I got that bit right. Of course, she's got some relatives from India, certainly her grandparents anyway. So there's a kind of probably a slight influence of that in her accent. However, you know, she's. I mean, if I heard her and I didn't know that, I probably wouldn't have picked it up. Ah, she went to the University of Essex. Ah, she studied. Oh, okay. She attended Westfield Technical College in Watford before going to study economics at Keele University. Wow. Then pursuing postgraduate studies in British government and politics at Essex University. So the drama school that I went to is part of Essex University. It's called East 15. And that's quite interesting that she studied in Essex. Hertfordshire. Okay, so she's not necessarily got an Essex accent. She's got an Estuary London accent. But there is that kind of nasally, whiny, sort of drony kind of thing going on in there. Even though she's incredibly well-spoken and audible and clear. But that's quite interesting that there was an Essex connection in there. Maybe she picked up some of her of those qualities when she was training in politics in the University of Essex. Interesting. But I'm not here to do historical research on people, and I'm not here to analyze or discuss, you know, their politics or really too much even their accent. But her voice quality, we can put down, and what we can get away from this video maybe is, if you have a sharp S sound like herself, maybe you can start playing around with the tip of your tongue, what it's doing, and to see if you can change that. Do it. Try it. Play with it. Also, just again, nice, clear, relaxed. The more relaxed you can make your body, and the kind of simpler that you can make, allow the movements, keeping your neck free and your knees unlocked and your belly relaxed, the more effortlessly you're going to be able to find ways of speaking that are going to be more optimal for sharing yourself and your own voice and that kind of self-expression that we all kind of seek to have, right? So anyway, that was my little review of Priti Patel. I'm not sure if that one was really according to what I said it's going to be at the beginning. Well, but hey, that's what I heard in her voice, and that's what I wanted to discuss for today. Thank you for watching. My name is Darren McStay. If you do have any recommendations or suggestions for other people, keep them coming. I've got lists of hundreds that you've all recommended, but keep them coming, because if I get sort of like repeat suggestions, I'm more likely to go and do those ones first. Thanks again for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.